All right, we've seen apps like this before. It got really popular during the election in 2016. There's a new one called the Baby Blocker, and it's brought to you by a condom company.
Oh.
Yeah. It uses Facebook analytics to identify photos of babies and toddlers, and it covers up with photos of things like food, cars, and sporting events. I did a little research, and it does work. I tried it. A couple of baby photos did slip through. Maybe they just, the algorithm couldn't tell if they were babies.
Right.
I don't know. I mean.
This looks like a senior citizen.
Yeah.
He's 2 hours old.
It didn't look, the baby wasn't ugly or anything. I'm not trying to say that.
Sure.
Yeah. All babies are beautiful, air quotes. Anyway, the reason they're cute is so that you don't, throw them to the wolves.
Exactly.
When they're acting
out
up.
Out the window with you.
That's right. So anyway, back to Baby Blocker, which apparently maybe I should have done in real life. You can download it for free. Just search for the Baby Blocker in the Chrome Web Store. So yeah, check that out. See if it works. I don't know if that's something you're into. You're just tired of seeing people's baby photos. I don't know. I don't mind seeing people's baby photos. They're cuter on Facebook than they are in real life. I'll say that right now. Kids are cuter on social media. You don't.
Thanks to Snapchat.
Well, and you don't get, tip it unless you're me. Like, I would post pictures of my kids' tantrums. But right. Other parents, good parents, wouldn't do that. So you get the best of the kids. They're cute. They're like singing in videos or smiling or laughing or dressed up in Halloween costumes. You get the good stuff on Facebook. Plus, they're not sticky on Facebook. There's no germs on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah, you got it made. So.